There are other things that you can do to keep your shopping bill down. Yes, there are food and clothes banks, and yes, you can get an interest-free loan to help with perhaps a suit for job interviews or to buy a freezer, but you will still need to be able to manage a food budget. First of all, do a general budget so that you can see how much money you have available for food shopping. Then you need to write a list of everything you think you need for the week and then for a month. This is difficult but important. Next, you can compare how much money you have and how much you can spend. To save money, try to go to two supermarkets or street markets and compare the prices all the time. If you try to go to too many, you will spend money on transport and not really save much more. Also, pay attention to food which is near its sell-by date. The supermarkets have to sell it within a certain number of days, so they reduce food near the sell-by date. This food is still safe to eat and is much cheaper. Try to buy fruit and vegetables in season and use cheaper cuts of meat. You can spend a lot of money if you eat strawberries all year. Another way to save money is to cook and freeze food in bulk. This means you can take advantage of special offers. So if mince is reduced one day at the supermarket, you can make a whole load of chili, pasta sauce or cottage pie. This is not possible for everyone because you need a freezer. But remember, there are charities and government loans available to help you buy this kind of item. Finally, remember to check the food in the freezer. Label the food clearly so you don't waste it, and regularly check to make sure you don't miss a bag of frozen peas or some tasty stew.